I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. Constitutional order has largely been restored to Kazakhstan, according to the country's president, after a week of unrest in the Central Asian nation. Local authorities are in control of the situation, but terrorists are still using weapons and damaging property of citizens. Therefore, counter-terrorist actions should be continued until the militants are completely eliminated. A statement read from the president's office. Reuters reported that gunshots could be heard Friday morning in Almaty, the country's largest city. The Kazakh Interior Ministry said in a statement Friday that 26 armed criminals were liquidated, while more than 3,000 had been detained. The ministry also said 18 police and National Guard members had been killed since the protests started. The demonstrations began last week in the western part of the country in protest of the doubling of fuel prices. U.S. Secretary of State U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke on Thursday with Kazakhstan's foreign minister regarding the ongoing state of emergency in the country. Blinken reiterated full U.S. support for Kazakhstan's constitutional institutions and media freedom, an advocate for peaceful rights, respecting resolutions to that crisis. Via remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled Friday to hear oral arguments against two of President Joe Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine policies issued by government agencies to combat the deadly coronavirus. The policies are critical to our nation's COVID response, according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The mandates coming under review were issued by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The OSHA policy requires employers with 100 or more employees to ensure their workers are either fully vaccinated or tested weekly. Republican-led states and an alliance of business and religious groups are challenging the policy's broad sweep and the effects the mandates are having on companies and workers. COVID has infected millions of people here in the United States and killed more than 800,000. Nearly 2 years into the COVID-19 pandemic, six former health advisors for President Biden are urging a different approach. Writing Thursday in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the advisors wrote, urging Americans to learn to live with the virus in a new normal as opposed to trying to eradicate it. They wrote in one article, without a strategic plan for the new normal with endemic COVID-19, more people in the U.S. will unnecessarily experience morbidity and mortality. The doctors wrote that 2 years into the pandemic, the U.S. is still heavily reliant on data from Israel and the United Kingdom for assessing the effectiveness and durability of COVID-19 vaccines and the rate of vaccine breakthrough infections. They called for better access to cheap and rapid testing, as well as more monitoring of air and wastewater to get ahead of potential outbreaks. They also called for vaccine mandates and the development of variant-specific vaccines. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi led dozens of Democratic lawmakers holding lights, in a moment of silence on the steps of the Capitol Thursday night, the final official event marking the anniversary of last year's attack on the Capitol aimed at disrupting the certification of Joe Biden's election victory. Earlier, President Biden, ripped former President Trump for inciting the deadly insurrection. In a forceful speech, Biden said rioters held a dagger to the throat of America and American democracy. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.